Donald Trump is on the way. He's going to be fundraising here in the Seattle area at the end of the month. Some members of our state's Republican Party say they will not be attending that fundraiser. Hossein Karam is not one of those Republicans. Karam is Iranian-American. He's a Muslim. He lives on the East Side, and he fully supports Trump as the Republican nominee.
We've got to give him a chance, and he won fair and square. So those Republicans who are crying and they don't like him, I think they got to get over it. He was elected by the people, and let's give him the chance to perform.
Well, you were a delegate for Trump at the Republican National Convention. You were obligated to support him then, but as you know, plenty of Republicans, they're not supporting him now, and they've got no obligation to. You can vote how you want. So why do you feel bound to Trump because you were a delegate to him?
He won the election, and he wasn't my first, the second, or third choice. He was the only man standing because he won fair and square. It's our obligation as Republicans, as people who want to see America great again, to support him, and I'm one of those people.
You like that Donald Trump is not tolerant of radical Islam in the United States. But as you know, Hossein, there is the aspect of Trump's comments about Muslims that a lot of American Muslims say it's defamatory, it's exaggerating what Muslims are like, and it's going to end up making Muslims a scary and unwelcome part of the American fabric to people who listen to Donald Trump. How do you react to that piece of Donald Trump?
I hear you that. You know, let's tell you, I was elected as one of the 41 delegates in Washington State who have the honor to carry the vote, the people. I'm a Muslim. Everybody knew about that. People still voted for me. In our country, we're great enough that our religion is not in the way of who we are and does not make a difference as how we judge. I do not agree with some of the language that he's using, but he's learning, and I think he's going to be a great president. We just have to give him that chance to put to work what he has earned from We the People, which is his nomination.
Since this Trump fundraiser invitation came out, some Republicans have backed away from it and said, oh, no, I'm not going to be there. I don't support Donald Trump. Does anyone say anything to you privately that, well, look, I can't be associated with Trump right now. It's too hot, but I'm a believer. What do people say to you behind the scenes?
Well, you know, I think the basic is same thing that you're just telling me. Some people may not be supportive of him. And that's fine. That's their choice. If they don't want to be involved, that's fine. There's a lot of other people who want to be involved. I think the bottom line is people have voted. The people have spoken. The voter is always right. They've selected who they think deserves to lead our nation. And we have to honor that. I may disagree with him, and I can opt out, but I do think the vote of the people always is correct, and they voted for Donald Trump, and we got to support him. And we will make this fundraiser happen, and it's going to be better than ever. It's going to be one of the biggest fundraisers, if not the biggest, in the history of our state.
The voters are always correct, really?
Well, the voters are correct, and if they're not, we wouldn't have a republic that we do. In the long run, you have to look at the people vote is what makes our country great like we have been. We live in a republic. Every one of those votes is counted. And at the end, collective decisions of all the people together will make our country great.
Hossein Karam is an apartment developer in Bellevue, and he will be at that Trump fundraiser coming up here in the Seattle area at the end of the month. Now, you heard some Donald Trump yesterday, if you tuned in the morning when we brought you live Trump unveiling his economic plan. Our social media producer, Bon Huberman, has been listening to your reaction. Bon, how did listeners respond to that on Facebook?
So I'll skip the posts containing expletives.
Would you?
Yes, I will. Chris wrote to us on Facebook, "This made my morning commute even more gross than it normally is." Gretchen writes, "The racist anti-immigrant remarks aren't even dog whistles anymore." And Matthew finishes with, "No details, just more words, the best words. Love the protesters, though."
Thank you, Bond.